Do not make this one very common leadership mistake. Failing to reassess your values and your motivators throughout your career will result in development stagnation and can send you off course of your leadership journey. As you advance through the leadership ranks, it is critical to stay aligned with your values and what motivates you. The reason for this is because these things change as you get older, as you learn new skills and experience things in life, your values and what motivates you change as well. What you valued 10 or 20 years in the past is no longer what you value now. What's motivating you in your career today is not the same thing that motivated you 10 or 20 years ago. That's why this is critical to reassess and reconnect with your values and motivators. I'm gonna share with you the three main areas that you need to focus on when it comes to your values and what motivates you to ensure you're reassessing, reconnecting, and living into what's truly motivating you as a leader. I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. I help ambitious leaders earn $25,000 promotions through empathetic, authentic, and purpose-driven leadership. For a limited time, you can take a free assessment and then get a free coaching session one-on-one with me. This free assessment only takes about a minute to complete. It is very short and quick. And then you set up time for a free session with me. In that session, we'll review your leadership assessment and I'll give you feedback of where to focus your leadership development to make sure you're on the right track to advancement. When your values and your motivators change and you fail to adjust and stay aligned with them, your leadership skill and ability will suffer greatly. Not being aligned with your values and your motivators can result in you veering off course. You must be sure of your values as you move through the ranks, and these can change as you do that. Maybe earlier in your career, having a specific status or role was very valuable to you. And now further on in your career, maybe that's not motivating you as much. Maybe you value a higher salary so you can live comfortably when you get older. Or maybe your desire to lead a different kind of team or work in a different industry is changing your values as well. The same thing goes for what motivates you. What motivates you today is probably not what motivated you 20 years ago. You're further on in your career, what you want to accomplish, what you want to achieve, and what your future looks like is probably vastly different than what you imagined 20 years ago. I myself have made this error. As I moved through the ranks of leadership, I didn't identify how I was changing, where my motivations were shifting. And that caused a lot of internal turmoil for me, and I lost track of what I was truly good at and wanting to accomplish in my career. I've talked to several other leaders, and the same thing comes out. As leaders promote through the ranks and the scope of the role changes, specifically moving from operational to more strategy, things change and shift. If you don't identify them, take the time to reflect and reassess your values and motivators. There could be some inner conflict and you might be off track of what you should actually be working on. You might become frustrated with the results because it doesn't align with what you're truly trying to accomplish or what your team organization needs. Promoting to a senior manager position, a director level role, or a C-suite position is when this impacts leaders the most. Like I mentioned, you're shifting the scope of your role to something bigger, you're moving into strategy. That is a key time to reassess your values and your motivators. The reason is because you're also shifting greatly in your leadership development. Your perspective on your role, your organization, and what you need to accomplish changes quite a bit. So during that change, you also need to identify if your values have shifted. As a leader who's promoting to higher level roles within the organization, you're also needing to align with the values of the organization. You play a pivotal role in to ensure you are behaving and leading, inspiring and motivating in an authentic way, but also aligns with the organization so you can lead by example. And that's why it's not uncommon to have shifts or a little bit of tension in values. If there's some tension between your values and the organization's values, you might need to do some work to make sure you can lead from an authentic place, but also serve the best interests of the organization. So let's get into the three areas to focus on when it comes to reassessing your values and motivators. Let's find out how these affect your values and your motivators, and then I'll share with you what you can do to reassess and then realign with your values and motivators to keep you on track. A really simple exercise that you could do any time in your career: start with a blank sheet of paper and write down your top three core values. You can look online for a list of common core values. You'll probably find a list of 40 or 50. This is a great way to identify which values speak to you the most. And one thing to think about when you're identifying your core values is think about when you're leading at your best. What are the characteristics and values that come up during that time? And those are the things you typically want to lean in on because they're what you do the best and make you unique. The first area of impact when it comes to changing your values and motivators is your life experiences. As you go through your life and experience more, the priorities in your life shift. This impacts your values and what's motivating you. Career achievements, personal relationships, overcoming setbacks are all things that impact your experience as a person and can shift your values and what's motivating you. There's major life events that can really shift your life experiences, have a big impact on you as you grow and make your way through life and your career. Starting a new family, changing your career, or experiencing a great loss in your life are all very impactful things that can change who you are as a person, which ultimately could shift your values and motivators. The relationships that we have in our lives play a big part of who we are as people. We learn from other people. We grow from the lessons learned from others. And through our experiences with other people, we realize what we value and what motivates in our lives and our career is shifted by those relationships that we hold. I challenge you to reflect on the most important relationships in your life. Think about the people that matter to you most. And then ask yourself if you're giving that relationship the attention that it deserves. Are you connected to the people that matter to you most? If you find yourself identifying gaps with relationships that you have and feeling separation from the people that matter the most, this is a great time to reassess. Maybe there's a value you hadn't identified before, or a value that you're just not really living into like you would want to. Maybe you have a value that's taking away time from these relationships that you care about. Maybe you need to realign and shift. What is the actual core of values? The second area of impact to your values and motivators is your personal growth. As you learn and grow throughout life, the understanding of yourself as a person and your goals evolve. Something that used to be important to you years ago might not even matter to you anymore. New values and motivators will pop up and they'll continually change as you age. Growing is changing. Leaning into that change as you grow older and expanding as a person is a very positive thing, and it's the best thing you can do for yourself. But just realize as you expand and you grow as a person, your values and motivators might be impacted. Reassess and reconnect with your core values and what's motivating you most in your life. When it comes to personal growth, you can lean into reading books about personal development and growth. Lean into your hobbies. Make sure you're experiencing those things that make you feel more fulfilled and bring joy to your life. If you're not changing, you're not growing. So lean into that discomfort, just knowing that you are developing as a person and you're becoming a better version of yourself. The third impactful area when it comes to changing your values and motivators is aging and reflecting. As you get older, you'll start to reflect on different things. You have more life experiences and personal growth to reflect on, to identify what's worked well for you and what you want to accomplish in your future. This introspective work can lead to drastic changes in what you value and what's motivating you. One thing you can do is to reflect on your past accomplishments. Think about what you felt when you accomplished it. How does it make you feel now? You've probably shifted some. What made you feel pride and joy 20 years ago might look a little different now. Even though you're still proud of what you've done, you're accomplishing different things now. You're operating at a different level as a person and as a leader. So identify what you want to be doing, what you want to feel as you accomplish things later in your life. As you get older in your life and in your career, you're going to think about what's the legacy that you're leaving behind. It's important to continually think about your purpose as a leader. Why are you doing what you do? How do you want to be remembered? What's the lasting impression that you're going to leave behind? Thinking about your purpose and the legacy that you're going to leave behind is a great way to really focus on your values and your motivators. Is what you want to accomplish in the next 5, 10, or 20 years aligning with your values and motivators? Or do you need to adjust to make sure you become that future version of yourself that you really want to become? Those are the three areas to focus on when it comes to reassessing your values and your motivators. This is something that leaders should be doing continually throughout their career and their lives because things change. Continue to reflect on your life experiences, your personal growth, and keep reflecting throughout your life on your experiences that you've had. Adjust your values as you go along. Identify the core values that make you the best version of yourself that you can be. Then identify what's motivating you in your career. Identify where you want to be in the future and make sure you're on the right path to get there. I hope that was helpful for you today. Make sure you do that reflective work and reassess where you're at. To gain access to my free leadership assessment and then a free coaching session with me, make sure you follow the link in the notes to take that free assessment and meet with me. This is a limited time offer, so when the spots are full, there won't be any more. So make sure you do that today. Until next time, I'm Philip Hilt. Take care.